right, we are now going to continue our post-race media availabilities. We're now joined by the winner of the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Las Vegas 350 with Ben Rhodes, driver of the number 27 Safelite Auto Glass Toyota for Thor Sport, his crew chief Eddie Draconis, and Allison Thorson from Thor Sport. First off, Ben, congratulations. Congratulations on that win. It was great. You know, we know this is a huge win for you. You've overcome a lot. You've come so close, you know, these last few years. Can you tell us, you know, what this win really means to you?
Well, I think it means as much to me as it means to all of our guys. I mean, I know how much work they've been putting in. I was with them up this week when they were working from 7 a.m. to 12:30 at night, just trying to get our truck prepared. You know, we proved tonight that we belong in the playoffs after we become so close to getting into it from a couple different times from wins, and something goes wrong, and we didn't make it in. And now we got in by a tie, and we're proving that we belong here. We're going to the round of six. We're going to Homestead, and, man, it was what a night. The day didn't start off the best, but, man, we made the most of it, and it was awesome.
Awesome. And this, like you said, it punches your ticket to the next round. Is there a sense of relief for you, for the team?
Yeah, it's like a huge weight off the shoulders. Like, we've been focusing these past, for I guess half the season now, on points, because it started out with so many DNFs, and we focused on points. And the same thing tonight, we were really focusing on just a good points night and saying, you know, if the opportunity arises, we're going to take it. And they made the opportunity, and we capitalized on it.
And Eddie, can you tell us just a little bit about the strategy heading into tonight? Was there anything you guys did differently, you know, for this race?
Well, like Ben said, we focused since the practice. You know, everything started at the shop. We prepared. We worked, you know, till past midnight to work on this truck. We brought a complete different setup that we have never raced. What we committed in practice, and during the race, the strategy was just trying to collect a lot of points. But in the second stage, when we realized that our truck was good enough to win, you know, Ben did an awesome job to try to keep Christopher on the second stage and collect that stage win and the points. And then when this happened towards the end of the race, I knew that he can hold it. I knew he was, you know, and we didn't really touch much the truck during the race, didn't really do any adjustments. It was all the work that we did in practice to make it better. And the track and you know, as soon as the night came and the shadow, I mean, the truck just came to us. It was just, you know, one of those nights that everything came together, and we didn't really did the effort for it, you know, so we're really proud of it.
Awesome. Allison, how about you? What does this mean for you and for Thor Sport?
Being the daughter of Duke and Rhonda Thorson, the team owners, first off, we want to say congratulations. Being one of the longest running truck series teams in the history of this series, I think it's really important that through ups and downs, especially for Ben, it shows that you can always prevail. Keep your head down, keep working, and Ben, Eddie, the whole team, they're always working. They have great communication. The communication that they have is absolutely perfect. Even races earlier this year, you could say, why didn't it fall for them? Why didn't it, like, you know, it's just like, why? But they kept pushing forward, knowing that the dice would land, you know, fall their way. I'm not much of a gambler, so, but we are in Vegas. But I think it shows that hard work pays off at the end of the day. These guys want it. They show up, and they want it. And for Ben, I think it's phenomenal. If Ben has a bad finish, you see him signing all these autographs for fans that look up to him. He'd act the same way if he did not finish. He's 100%. He's a great model for the young drivers coming up in this series, for sure.
Awesome. Thank you, and congratulations to you guys. We're going to go ahead and open it up for some questions for media. Just raise your hand, and I'll get a mic over to you guys. Go right over here, sitting down the hat. Sorry, you're on.
Hey, Ben. Ron Kantowski with the Las Vegas Review Journal. You mentioned the start. Can you take us through that incident? What happened? Just your views of it.
Yeah, the last restart.
Oh, the start of the race.
Oh, the start of the race. Yeah, the start of the race, you know, it was okay for us, but like Eddie said, as the night went on, that's when the truck really came to life. We were really good in turns one and two in the shade, and three and four, we struggled a ton in the daytime. And then, you know, as nighttime came to us, I was like, wow, the truck is really coming around.
Was there some contact with you at the start with somebody?
Oh, yeah, I got into the back of the 24, We were coming off the corner off of turn two, and I was trying to go to the bottom, but it started stacking up halfway off the exit, and it started checking up on the bottom. So then I started coming back up to the top because I saw the momentum going, and I knew that's where I needed to be. So as I was moving up, the 24 started charging really hard, and it was just a racing incident. I feel really bad for the 24 because I think he had a good truck for tonight's race. So I feel bad for him, but, you know, it was definitely a racing incident, and it's unfortunate it happened on, you know, lap one.
Hi, Ben. Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Let me piggyback off of Ron's question. Take me through the last restart. I sit in victory lane waiting for you to come in.
Yeah, so I was watching those guys in front of me. I'm thinking, man, I was playing games with my restarts all night, trying to psych them out on different gearing and speed and different stuff. Because even if I'm on the front row, those guys hear it. And even on the second row, those guys can kind of hear it. And you pay attention. I was watching what Christopher Bell was doing. And running up front like we did all night was perfect practice for the last restart. Because I already kind of figured out what Bell was doing and what the 29 was doing. What everybody was doing around me. So once they got going, I saw a bunch of smoke in front of me. I was like, oh, these guys are making contact. They started slowing down really quickly. So that just opened the door for me. We already had momentum going on our side. I was trying to get a good run, and then they just made it even bigger. And once we went three wide, it kind of blocked the whole track, and the guy behind me, I got a nice push going into the corner, which was excellent. If I didn't have that push, it would have been really hard to clear those guys.
Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Congratulations, Ben. Going to Talladega now, you don't have to worry about what happens there. If you get in a wreck, you get in a wreck, and if you guys do good, you do good. But do you guys feel like that you guys have – cleared the biggest hurdle as far as the playoffs are concerned, as far as pressure and whatnot, that you guys will be fine getting through Las Vegas and getting through here?
I feel like we cleared a hurdle, but I never really felt the pressure for Talladega like a lot of people do in the series. I was trying to let everybody else feel the pressure. I just saw it as a great opportunity. My last two and a half mile racetracks, Daytona and Talladega, my last two runs have been pretty good. So I have all the faith in the world that Thor Sport and Eddie Traconis, our whole 27 Safe Flight team, can build a really fast super speedway truck. I know they can do that. So I wasn't worried about it. But just the pressure to get the first win off was huge. Now that that's off, I feel like they're going to come a lot easier now. And just being in the round of six, I know it's just refreshing for the whole team. We need, you know, working as long and as many hours that we have been, these guys have been putting into the shop, it's a huge morale booster. You know, now they're going to go put in 24. They want to go work 3 days straight now because they're so pumped. Before, you know, it just wears on you because we've been doing this all year long. And, you know, things happen out of your control and that wears on you. But they kept with it, and it's just a huge morale booster. This is going to help catapult us into the homestead.
And for Eddie, what kind of statement did you guys send to the Truck Series playoff grid tonight that you guys had a strong truck and you won and you guys are capable of going, you guys feel like you're going to homestead?
Like Ben mentioned earlier, you know, I know that we have shown a lot of strength. You know, we have run top five everywhere we go. The fortune of not having a first win or races that we gave, you know, because bad luck or situations, we felt like, you know, that chance or that, like, view, like, you know, the season, they thought that we were one of the teams to beat. And then they were like, well, no, the 27, you know, they're good, but they're not good enough to win. And then, like Ben said, you know, we struggled there a little bit, and we just played the strategy to try to go by points to make sure we made it to playoffs. And it's just been like a strategy game, you know, that we have been like. So as soon as we get the playoffs, we know we had it to turn on. We knew we had it to turn it up a notch because we knew have to show them that we're here to win. We're not here just to take the picture on the round of eight. You know, our goal is always to make it to Homestead and go for a championship. And tonight we show that we are toe to toe with the Ford truck that is the strongest one. And now we actually, with the pressure off, we have to go win points, because Bell is so far ahead in points that we're going to need to secure a spot next to him so we can race side by side in Homestead. It's going to be exciting.
I had one random thought. The Thor Sport's still based in Sandusky, Ohio, right? Home of Cedar Point Amusement Park, the best in all the land. Any thoughts on how that relates to the being part of this team and part of the experience of racing in this series?
I mean, Thor Sport Racing, being up in Sandusky, you know, they're not in North Carolina like everybody else. And, you know, Allie can speak to this as well. This is my second year at the team, and they do it right. They're outside of North Carolina, but the whole town is behind them. When we had the fire last year, unfortunately, the whole town rallied behind us. I mean, it was just amazing to see. There's no other major sports team out of that area. So you go down the street. I drive up there almost every Monday, and I go down to this little business down the street called the Jolly Donut, and I walk in and go get a bunch of donuts for the guys, and they automatically know who we are, and they're just excited about what we're doing on the racetrack, and it's just amazing to see that. And it's a small town, but the support is just unreal. It's a touchy question. Well, these guys had to make a flight. I'm only 20, so I can't do anything in Vegas. If there's a Chuck E. Cheese open late, I guess I'll go there. I don't know. It's a good question. I'm probably going to sleep. I'm still on East Coast time. This is way past my bedtime.
All right. Are there any other questions? No? All right. Well, thank you guys and congratulations and good luck in the remainder of the playoffs.
Thank you.
Thank you.